I was reminiscing how it felt on the onset of myself going to school and going not only to a new classroom, but sometimes to a new building. Mm-hmm. And there's so much apprehension in children because there's a fear factor because we don't know where to go in the building. We don't know where the lunchroom is. We don't know where the bathrooms are. We don't know where our lockers are. So that's why we're doing a lot of orientation with the younger students and also the older students as well, so that eases that transition. But that's crucial as far as the start of a school year.
What are some of those orientations and things that parents need to be aware of with their children?
Well, number one is many of the schools publish what the orientation program is, what day, like we're going to be having one orientation on today as far as for our Young Fives program. And it's going to be meeting in the auditorium at 6:30. And then we have another orientation program involved our kindergarten students. And we have a big orientation program coming up this Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Birchview Elementary. And these are all designed to ease that transition. So they get to meet their teachers. They see where their classrooms are. They see where they have where their desks are going to be. Those are crucial for beginning part of a school year for a child. But along with that, it's the preparation before you get to school.
Yeah.
All those pieces.
There's some good advice with that, including some of the things that I know that you brought along here for highlights to think of. And one of the simpler things is going to bed a little bit earlier, especially this week if you can, because you got to get back on that routine.
And that's right. And when you're looking at being prepared, you're looking at rested, coming to school rested. And throughout the course of the summer, the last 12 weeks, students, there's really not a lot of regulation as far as time going to bed and getting up. And they've enjoyed their vacation. But as parents now, we need to prep them as far as being able to sleep at night a little bit longer, maybe putting them to bed starting tonight, maybe instead of an hour, maybe look at 10 minutes tonight earlier and getting them up 10 minutes earlier in the morning and keep doing that for the next few days. So by the time a week comes, you'll be on schedule as far as going to bed in the evening and getting up earlier. So as far as getting up in the morning, you need to look at a lot of things that I've encountered as a parent. There's a lot of tension and problems getting up in the morning because of, as it would say in
Italian. This is a very diplomatic way of saying
it. Yes. Mm-hmm. As it would say in Italian, a lot of confusion, which is confusion. And so to alleviate that stress and confusion every day, what we would do is lay out our child's, depending on their age, their clothes for the day. And we would have if they're taking cold lunch, pre-pack their lunch the night before. So there's no mad dash and scramble in the morning to get the lunch ready. Mm-hmm. Speaking of lunches, when you're preparing lunches, I noticed as an administrator and as a teacher, the younger the child, the more difficulty they have sometime with their dexterity and opening up cans and different items. So try to pack things that are easy to manipulate and open for a child, because sometimes they're afraid they'll be sitting in that lunchroom that first day and they're not eating because they can't get to the container to open it, their difficulties. Try to look at some of the child easy containers.
We're sitting here with Interim Superintendent Dan Paul from Ishpeming Schools. And Dan, we were talking a little earlier about some of the different schedules, and we're going to talk a little bit about buses.
Yes. Basically, if people wanted to know as far as what their bus schedule was for their children, please go to our website at Ishpeming Schools, and you'll be able to see what the pickup and drop-off time for your children. However, there has been, we've been running into some difficulty as far as transportation with bus drivers because we're short of bus drivers. Mm-hmm. So if anybody knows of any bus drivers, please contact our school. We could use some extra bus drivers.
Okay.
But there is one route in particular going to Birchview Elementary Building in the morning and also in the afternoon that we had to make some changes. So please, parents, take a look at the website. It'll direct you about the times and the places for pickup.
And what is the website?
IshpemingSchools.org.
Now, when we look at this also, we're talking about a lot of kind of preparatory things, get the kids ready. The kids, you know, they're excited. They want to go, I'm sure. I mean, most of them. I mean, not everybody wants to. But I remember that, you know, as you said, thinking back to your days and all of us, when we think of going back to school, yeah, you're kind of ready to go by the end of the summer and whatnot. But really, one of the key steps in this is the teachers are ready, the school's ready, the students are ready. Parents got to be ready, too.
Exactly. And for parents, you have to, especially for the first time going to kindergarten, that's a huge step, bringing your child either to kindergarten or kindergarten readiness. When you make that transition from being a parent now and you have to step back and let them become more independent, that is a trust factor to be. And I've noticed different parents want to come to school and bring the child in, which is good. And then you slowly kind of back away that first day or that first week, depending on the child, because different children have a different emotions, different needs. And you have to gauge that with your own child. But being involved and slowly starting to back up is difficult sometimes. But as a parent, you have to understand that that's what you're raising them for. You're raising them eventually to become an independent, working adult that'll be able to go through life.
So the whole thing here is it's time to get back to school in the Ishpeming District and around the region. So a lot of this, what you were talking about this morning, does apply across the board. But I guess as we wrap up, Dan, here, what's kind of the message you want to leave with folks as it's time for back to school?
Well, I just want to thank all of your listening audience, all of your parents and grandparents that are sending their grandchildren and children to the local schools, for giving us, all of us, educators, both principals, board members, and specifically teachers and all other staff, school personnel, for making a meaningful difference in their children's life. Thank you for giving us that opportunity to serve the district and the families. That's what we're all about.
Back to school time it is. Dan Paul with us, interim superintendent at the Ishpeming Schools. Thank you, sir, for joining us again. And, of course, the website for the district again is what?
IshpemingSchools.org.